Got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show. Lots of new guests this week, and the next one is no exception. Joey from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Joey, welcome to the show.
Hello.
I appreciate you taking a little time for us today, and let's talk a little bit about the fishing going on. Let's just start right away with what you like to chase and what you've been doing recently for fishing.
Yeah, for some of the walleye, I was just using jigs and bottom bounce a little bit, using minnows. The crawler harnesses, use those a little bit, but I've been having better luck with minnows.
All right. What about anybody that's out there trolling for walleye? I mean, are you seeing any Rapalas or any other crankbaits that are selling?
I haven't heard of anything about that yet.
Let's talk a little bit about the stream fishing, because we are expecting that to increase this week. Obviously, the weather's getting nicer. It was miserable last weekend, but drought season's upon us. Have you heard anything or been out there yourself?
I've been out, and I've used these little Joe True Spinners with size 6 to 10 bait holder hooks with worms, or otherwise I would use these Joe Flies and have them cast upriver and slowly retrieve, having that blade spin.
Uh-huh. And from what I know about using those, you try to get that blade to spin as slowly as possible, but still spin.
Yes, just for a little bit of flash so they see that and then they normally strike.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I haven't used that technique in years and years. Little Joes. Yeah, we haven't talked about that in a while. Good to hear that back in the mix of things. What are you carrying there at Wilderness Sports for live bait now?
We have minnows from small, medium, pike suckers, walleye suckers, leaf worms, crawlers, and leeches.
And the minnows that you're carrying, they're fatheads and suckers?
Yes.
Okay. And have you seen one or the other selling more right now? I mean, what's the hot live bait currently?
The medium fatheads.
Well, hang around and we'll continue with Joey from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming in our next Outdoor Report. Switch over and talk about the hot flies selling at Wilderness Sports right now. And what I think is a very cool story about a young man named Cole who makes his own flies called Cole's Catches. And they've gotten a little bit of a cult following at Wilderness Sports. So we'll talk about that as we continue in our next Outdoor Report right here, later this hour on The Outdoor Show.